is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Demyavan Dabla. The headlines. C.P. Radhakrishnan will be sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India today. Security has been beefed up across Mizoram in view of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. At least four persons died in landslides at Rimbik village in Gyalshing district of Sikkim. And now the news and details. C.P. Radhakrishnan will be sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office to Mr. Radhakrishnan at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He emerged victorious in the vice presidential elections held recently. NDA nominee Radhakrishnan backed 452 votes, defeating the INDIA bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Security has been beefed up across Mizoram in view of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the northeastern state, a senior police officer said yesterday. Mr. Modi will visit Mizoram tomorrow to inaugurate the new Bhairabi Sairang Broad Gauge railway line, which will link Aizawl to the rest of the country, officials said. He will also flag off the first Rajdhani train service between Aizawl and Delhi and two more train services between Aizawl and Kolkata and Aizawl and Guwahati, he said. Mizoram Inspector General of Police H. Ramthlingliana told Akashvani that all police units across the state have been alerted and elaborate security arrangements were made in the state capital Aizawl. In Sikkim, at least four persons died in landslides at Rimbik village in Gyalshing district last night. Official sources said that one person is reportedly missing in the incident while another person was injured. Among deceased, three persons were from the same family. Rescue efforts are underway by the police and other agencies. Meanwhile, tourism activities have resumed in Mangan district in North Sikkim. Tourism had been on hold at Mangan since June this year following floods and landslides. Additional Chief Secretary in the Tourism Department, C.S. Rao, said that tourists could visit Lachung, Yumthang Valley and Zero in Mangan district. The state government has issued an advisory to the tourists and said that no travel would be allowed after sunset. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Du Homa has said that the construction of a 29.6 crore rupees multipurpose project under the state's Irrigation and Water Resource Department will soon begin in Tuidai in West Mizoram's Mamit district, which shares borders with Bangladesh and Tripura. During a meeting in Aizawl to review the initiatives undertaken by the Irrigation and Water Resource Department, Lal Du Homa said that the government will soon float a tender to find a contractor to execute the multi-purpose project. The project is funded by the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development. The Chief Minister also informed that the detailed project report for Mutt Valley Integrated Water Resource Management and Climate Resilient Irrigation Project in search ship has been completed and a core group has been formed to monitor it. The Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh, Manish Kumar, yesterday chaired the first meeting of the state-level coordination committee via video conference with stakeholders, including all deputy commissioners. The meeting deliberated on the preparations for the upcoming 8th Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary emphasized on strict adherence to Government of India timelines and directed the Commissioners of Urban Affairs and PHE Department to conduct weekly review meetings with municipal and district authorities to ensure compliance. He further instructed all government offices and institutions to carry out cleanliness drives, dispose of unserviceable items and launch plastic-free campaigns during festivals and public events. Leader of opposition in the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Mukul Sangma, yesterday expressed his disappointment for not being invited to the inauguration of the Shillong Engineering College despite the state getting its first engineering college. In his reply, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma revealed that he too was not invited to the inauguration but assured that a proper program would be organized to mark the occasion and all stakeholders would be invited. However, the classes have started, the building was inaugurated, but we did not get AITCE approval. Surprisingly, the Education Minister Rakham A. Sangma also said that he was also not invited. The chairperson of the Administrative Reforms Commission, Pramod Jain, called on the Governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, retired at Rajbhavan in Itanagar yesterday. They discuss ways in which administrative reforms can strengthen public trust, empower grassroots institutions and enhance service delivery, paving the way for inclusive growth and good governance in Arunachal Pradesh. The governor underlined the importance of strengthening the administrative framework of Arunachal Pradesh to meet the aspiration of its people. He highlighted the need for reforms that promote participatory governance, administrative modernization, transparency and accountability, including sustainable development-oriented administration. In Nagaland, a significant step towards streamlining the implementation of inline permit and ensuring community-level accountability, Dimapur District Administration yesterday conducted a meeting with all the 31 Sadar villages across the district. Addressing the media following the meeting, Subdivisional Officer Viridin Zeliang informed that the district administration will ensure that 33% of the ILP fees collected will be remitted to the respective village council in accordance with the official notification. This will be based on the register of ILP holders maintained by each village. He emphasized that neither village council nor public are authorized to conduct ILP checks or impose fines. A protest led by the Joint Civil Society of Mizoram was held yesterday in front of Vanapa Hall opposing the Forest Conservation Amendment Act or FCAA 2023 recently passed in Mizoram Assembly. JCM convener Dr. Lal Biakmawya Nyente stated that the act undermines Article 371G and leaves the indigenous people powerless over central government decisions. He emphasized that Mizo communities are losing their right to protect local forests and the environment. Representatives from Mizoram First, Center for Environment and Social Justice and Mizoram Transformation Movement warned of serious implications for the state. The protests received support from various NGOs and political parties, with speeches from party leaders expressing solidarity against FCAA 2023. Nagaland has been awarded the Distinguished Holistic Organic Developments Award 2025 at the Organic Festa Asia, held in Shanghai, China from 3rd to 5th of September. The award, presented by iForm Organics Asia in collaboration with the Messi Dusseldorf, recognizes organic practices and promotion of organic producers in Nagaland. The award was received by Director of Industries and Commerce P. Tokhuga Samathe and the Additional Director of Horticulture Medem Shiba on behalf of the state. A 15-member delegation from Nagaland attended the event, while government departments and enterprises from the state participated under the Nagaland India Pavilion. In Nagaland, Woka will hold the first ever Banana Festival on the 22nd and 23rd of October, aimed at promoting agricultural innovation, local produce and strengthen market linkages. The matter was discussed in detail during the Woka District Planning and Development Board monthly meeting yesterday. Various committees and departments outlined their preparations, including logistics, banana-based product exhibitions, stakeholders engagement and technical workshops. And now for the headlines once again. C.P. Radhakrishnan will be sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India today. Security has been beefed up across Mizoram in view of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. At least four persons died in landslide at Rimbik village in Gyalshing district of Sikkim. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.